Shalom, everybody, and Shavuot Tov. Today is Yom Rishon B'Shabbat, the first day of the week. And in the first Aliyah of Parshat Chayei Sarah, we have 16 psukim, our Aliyah, and the Parsha begin with the death of Sarah Imenu at the age of 127. The Aliyah continues with Avram trying to buy Me'arata Machpelah from Ephron Hachiti so that Avram can bury Sarah. Ephron said that he would give the plot of land for free, but eventually he asks for an exorbitant amount of money, and Avram pays that price willingly. When we hear in our Aliyah the drawn-out exchange between Avram and Ephron regarding the purchase of Me'arata Machpelah, Ephron makes it seem like he was going to be very generous, giving the land for free. But in the end, he asks for an crazy, an incredibly high price, Arba Me'ot Shekel Kesef. Throughout the entire exchange, Ephron's name is spelled with a Vav, Ayin, Fe, Resh, Vav, Nun. 7 times his name is spelled male, full, with a vav. However, 1 time his name is spelled without a vav. It's chaser. In Perek Chaf Gimel Pasuk Tet Zayin, his name is mentioned twice. Once male, with a vav, and once chaser, without a vav. Vayishma Avraham el Ephron, male. Vayishma Avraham el Ephron, vayishkol Avraham le Ephron, chaser now. Et akesef asher diber bozne v'nechet, etc. Excuse me. Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quotes the Gemara and points out this difference. And he says that this one time Ephron's name is written chaser, because it is where the sale actually takes place. He was, says Rashi in the Gemara, amar harbei v'afilu me'at lo asa. He was a big talker, but actually did nothing. He talked about giving the property to Avram for free, and then not only asks Avram for a price, but also asks for a huge price. I have to apologize, I've been hoarse for a few days. What is the message of this Gemara that Rashi quotes? Why should a missing Vav send us the message of Ephron's overpriced real estate deal? Why does that matter? This question was asked by Rav Shaul Brach. He died in 1940. He was a Hungarian Rav and Posek and author. He wrote a Perush to Pirkei Avos called Avot al Banim. And there, in his introduction, he asks this question as part of a larger discussion on the importance of looking at and learning from every single letter in the Torah. Ephron begins by quoting Rabbeinu Bachya ben Asher, who died in 1340, not here, but in Parshat Shmini, and Vayikra Yud Aleph, Pasuk Mem Gimel. There, Rabbeinu Bachya says that whenever the Torah takes away a letter that is part of Hashem's name, a Yud or a Hey or a Vav, it indicates that the Kedusha was taken away from that person or that thing. Rabbeinu Bachya gives an example of the word kadosh, which means separated for holiness. But when you take away the vav, it becomes kadesh, which means a harlot, someone whose kedusha has been turned to tuma, where Hashem has left them, so to speak. They went from kadosh to a kadesh, to a harlot. And Rav Brach says the same thing is happening here. As long as Me'arata Machpelah was in Ephron's possession, he had the privilege and honor of Kedusha. He didn't even know what he had in the Me'ara. Adam and Chava were buried there. He didn't even know it or didn't care. But he gave it up, and he gave it up in an underhanded way. And once he gave up that Kedusha, that holy property, he gave up his own connection to Kedusha as well. He lost the Vav in his name. Rav Brach gives a few other examples of this phenomenon in Tanakh. The name of Aravna, the man who sold the property to David HaMelech, where the Beis HaMikdash would be built, his name was changed after he gave up the land. Or Chirom in Sefer Malachim Aleph Perek Zayin. I really apologize. He was the king of Tzur, who helped build the first Beis HaMikdash. And once the building was complete, his name loses a vav as well. And that is exactly what's happening to Ephron in our Aliyah. And all of these examples, beginning with Ephron, all point to the same message. The things we have, the things we own, the talents that we possess, all are given to us for one purpose, to serve Hashem and to bring Kedusha, to sanctify Hashem's name in the world. And we have to do everything we can not to abuse those things, not to misuse those talents, to make sure that we see and understand and internalize their potential to bring Kedusha to the world and not, God forbid, the opposite. Have an amazing day and Shavua Tov, everyone.